The New York Giants are working on restoring their status as a world-class organization after the last 10 years have been bad, to say the least. As we all know, as Giants fans, for the overwhelming majority of the last 10 years, the Giants have been terrible. There's been a lot of losing. There's been a lot of head coaching overturn. There's been a couple of general managers sprinkled in there, and there's been a whole lot of on-field and off-field controversies. But right now, the Giants are totally hitting the reset button. They hired John Harbaugh. They made changes to the ownership group. They made changes to the reporting structure and hierarchy within the building so that John Harbaugh has more power than Joe Shane. There's been a lot of changes for the New York Giants, and more changes are coming. Some more changes now were just announced today that will have a great positive effect on the players and the players' well-being. And that's hopefully going to go a long ways into making players more happy to be here, attracting more players to play here, and also keeping players healthier, which has been a big theme for the New York Giants this offseason. We did a breakdown a couple of days ago, or maybe sometime last week, about John Harbaugh's new practice techniques that he's kind of implementing within the, purpose of making sure that the New York Giants are a healthier team this upcoming season. Today, we're going to talk about some of the renovations that they're making to the facilities and to the training room for the upcoming seasons. Now, this is going to be an article from Giants.com. I'm going to try and read through it and give you guys my reaction. But before I do so, just want to say this is Fireside Giants presented by Prize Picks, and I'm Anthony Rivardo, and I'll waste no more time and dive right in. So going to jump over to this article titled New York Giants Announce Football Operations Facility and Headquarters Expansion. This was published on Giants.com today. It's going over some of the state-of-the-art performance and strength training environment enhancements that the Giants are making. They're also adding a new integrated recovery and wellness space. They're making a 93,500 square foot new construction renovation of 46,000 square feet. And they're also implementing modernized player and team areas supporting preparation, including locker room and weight room. Now, I'm going to start this conversation with locker room because the Giants locker room is something that has been in need of an upgrade for quite some years, according to those who are frequently in there, like the reporters and the insiders and the players as well. They voted on this recently with the NFLPA surveys that come out every year. Now, we usually only talk about the NFLPA surveys when we're talking about Joe Shane because he ranked 32nd among all GMs, and it was very clear that the players on the Giants weren't a big fan of his. But there were also other things to take away from those surveys, as well as the New York Giants players not feeling like the locker room really represented a world-class organization like the New York Giants used to be. So now we have this new renovation and expansion forthcoming. Now, to clarify, this is not going to be ready for the 2026 season. This is for the 2028 season. Yes. So this is a big project. It's going to take a very long time. It's going to take all of this year, all of next year, and it should be completed in advance of the 2028 regular season. This is part of the reason why the New York Giants are practicing in West Virginia, why they're not practicing here in New York, New Jersey for training camp this summer. Obviously, some of that had to do with the World Cup and MetLife Stadium taking down all the stuff that they had to put up in preparation for the World Cup and hosting all those games. But the New York Giants are also undergoing their own renovations and expansion of their facilities, which is one of the reasons why the Giants had to get on the road for training camp. But again, focusing in on the locker rooms, we have seen over the last few years NFL teams that have built new locker rooms, just building the most astonishing locker rooms that you've ever seen. And in fact, if you even look to college football, some of these programs and universities have the most insane state-of-the-art locker rooms. Those college football players are treated like kings. And the New York Giants, they should be treated like kings too. This is an organization valued at over $10 billion. Ownership sold a 10% stake in the organization last year for $1 billion, meaning that they are worth $10 billion. That's the estimated value of the New York Giants, and that number is only rising. So this is an organization that absolutely can afford to make renovations and bring in all the state-of-the-art equipment that a world-class organization should have. So I'm happy to see that this is happening. Maybe it's a couple years too late, but again, this is an era of change for the New York Giants. This really is a bold new era for the G-men, and we have John Harbaugh in here now influencing these decisions and having a say in things like this. And John Harbaugh was with the Baltimore Ravens. Now, they are a world-class organization. They always do have the state-of-the-art equipment, the state-of-the-art locker rooms, the state-of-the-art analytics and data and meeting rooms. All of that stuff has always been up to snuff for the Baltimore Ravens. Not raisins. They're not the dried-out grapes. for the Baltimore Ravens, and that's one of the reasons why they've been so successful over the last 18 years. They invest in the team. They invest in the facilities, and it helps them be a better football team day in and day out. And now the New York Giants are taking a page out of that playbook. It's a playbook that, yes, the Baltimore Ravens have, but it's one that all of the best organizations in the sport have. Giants are taking a page out of it and saying, okay, it's time. $10 billion organization. We have had a lot of losing. Now we have a head coach in here who knows how to win, but let's also put together an environment that looks like it wins frequently, not like a losing organization. So not to totally rag on the Giants facilities and say that they were just terrible, but there was room for improvement. And when you are the New York Giants, there shouldn't be room for improvement. You should have the state-of-the-art organization and facilities and headquarters. That should be the status. That should be the standard for the New York Giants. Again, I'm glad that they're elevating this standard. I do think that these renovations were something that were planned before John Harbaugh got here. But now that he's here, I'm sure he has a say and an influence over the renovations. And he probably does have his opinion to share about how these things should look and what the standard should be. Again, when the Giants hired John Harbaugh, we called him a program builder, a guy who's done there, who's been there, who's gotten it done at the highest of levels, who's built a program that had 18 years of success in Baltimore. That's what the New York Giants needed, a program builder, somebody who has seen what a good program looks like. Now he gets to share all that knowledge and that wisdom, that expertise, that experience with the New York Giants, that pedigree. And that's what's going to be very influential as they go ahead and make these renovations and expansions to their facilities and everything like that. So very exciting stuff. And again, that's just the locker room. There's a lot more to dive into as well. So the expanded locker room is going to span more than 6,000 square feet, just a huge locker room right there, featuring 100 full-size lockers. Now, I think that's like the absolute maximum that you would ever need, right? Because I think you have the 90-man camp roster, right? And then you cut it down to 53. So that means mid-season with the 10-man practice squad, you've got at least 30-ish lockers available during the regular season. So plenty of space, but plenty of space as well. Extra lockers even for, you know, when the Giants have training camp and they do have a 90-man roster. And who knows, maybe that roster limit will expand in the coming years, which is why they have the extra lockers in there. But yeah, 100 lockers, 6,000 feet of square feet of space. And this is just a big, nice state-of-the-art locker room with brand new lockers and brand new equipment in there. And I think that's excellent. Now, speaking of equipment, the New York Giants are also putting in a state-of-the-art weight room with more than 11,000 square feet, including a nutrition bar and cardio mezzanine overlooking the indoor field. So we all know that the Giants do have that big indoor practice field that they practice on rather frequently at the Quest Diagnostic Center. Now they're going to have right next to that, their weight room is being expanded and completely renovated with all brand new state-of-the-art equipment. And they're going to have a cardio room up above. So they're going to have it all in there, including player wellness and treatment facilities as well. The next bullet point in this article says advanced sports medicine and rehabilitation space, tripling the current footprint. So whatever the Giants have right now for rehabilitation, injury recovery, and all of that, they are tripling it. That's massive. Hopefully, again, that keeps the players healthier moving forward. This also mentions integrated recovery and wellness areas, including hydrotherapy, steam, sauna, red light therapy, cryotherapy, dry float tanks, and hyperbaric chambers. Now, I feel like a lot of those things the Giants probably did already have. At least I would hope at the very least they had a steam room, a sauna, and some red light therapy. I mean, for God's sakes, my apartment building has a sauna and a steam room. I hope the New York Giants had a sauna and a steam room. They probably do. But if they didn't, they're getting one, and they're getting all of those other things as well. Dry float tanks, hyperbaric chambers, cryotherapy. Now, what this likely is, the Giants probably do have all of these things, but they're probably expanding and upgrading these things. And again, it's about time, especially considering these are the things that actually do affect the players on a day-to-day basis, affects their injury recovery, affects their bodies, their health. This is important. This actually does help result in more wins on the football field. The things you do behind the scenes, the ways that you practice, the ways that you recover, the ways that you prepare, all of those things actually do affect winning football games. So this is critical, not just for the New York Giants to be a more attractive organization to free agents, to agents and coaches and everybody else alike, but also to actually win football games. These are the modernized things that you need within your facilities to be a good and successful team. And the last bullet point says modernize player and team areas supporting preparation throughout the week. So Giants are really going all in. They're taking this somewhat smaller facilities and headquarters, and they are totally expanding it, renovating it, and putting together something that is a truly state-of-the-art facility and headquarters that is worthy of the title of the New York Football Giants. I'm very excited about this. Also in this article, it says this spring, the Giants finished a complete renovation and expansion of their cafeteria. So that was step one. They've got the cafeteria all built, ready to go for this upcoming summer and during this upcoming season. And over the next year to 2 years, they're going to go ahead and do the rest of these expansions and rebuilds and upgrades. Now, I don't know what that means for next year's training camp. I don't know if that means that they will be in New Jersey or if they'll be back on the road to West Virginia, Albany, or somewhere else. I have no idea, but we'll, of course, report on that when we do get more information in the future. That's not really going to affect the New York Giants right now, again, as they are working out and training, doing training camp in West Virginia at the Greenbrier. But right now, this is the breaking news from the New York Giants about the renovations that they're making. And I can't wait to hear from all of you guys down below in the comment section with your thoughts on it. Now, John Mara also did release a statement on this, quote, "This is a significant investment in the future of our football operation. We believe it is our responsibility to provide our players, coaches, and staff with the resources and environment they need to succeed. As the game continues to evolve, we must continue to evolve with it. This project reflects our commitment to our people and to building a foundation that will support the New York Giants for years to come." End quote. And well said by John Mara. The Giants have enlisted Ewing Cole and that Natoli Construction Corp to design and construct a significant expansion of the team's training headquarters. So those are the two companies involved. And it says the project is expected to be completed in advance of the 2028 season. Now, I'm not sure if that means in advance as in it'll be ready for spring training in 2028, or if it means it'll be ready for training camp, or if it'll be ready for the regular season. We don't know this yet, but hopefully it is ready as soon as possible so that these Giants players can get in there and enjoy the fruits of their labor and enjoy all these amenities that the New York Giants are building to provide. So, also keep in mind, this is year two of Jackson Dart. It's year three of Malik Nabers. In 2 years from now, when this is actually fully up and operational, Jackson Dart will be in a contract fourth season, and Malik Nabers will be either on a new contract or a fifth-year option. Those are just the two players I'm throwing out there as examples, but just keep this in mind for the players that you know of who are on this football team and the timeline of events here with their contracts and, of course, with the New York Giants undergoing these renovations over the next two seasons. So again, very critical, very exciting, about damn time for the New York Giants. And, you know, I'll kind of dive in with some more of my thoughts on this as well. And I think that I will share my screen and give you guys some of the renders, show you pictures of the renders rather from Giants.com. But first, I do want to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of today's episode, which of course is Prize Picks. If you guys haven't heard of Prize Picks yet, it's America's number one sports picks app. It's a daily fantasy sports platform. It's really easy to use, no complicated lines to worry about. All you do is pick more or less on a few of your favorite player stats, lock in your lineup, very straightforward, and it's available in most states, including California, Texas, and Florida. One of the coolest parts about Prize Picks is you can follow your friends on Prize Picks just like you would on any other social media app. You can actually follow me at Anthony Rivardo. You can tail my lineups and picks right before I even post them here on the channel, and I will definitely follow you back, so make sure to follow me on Prize Picks. As I've said before, when I do these reads, you can make picks on basically anything on Prize Picks. They've got every sport you could think of. It's a lot of fun. You want to go over to NHL and cry about how bad my New York Rangers are, you could do that, or we could take a look at these NFL season picks. Now, one that I think I'm going to take is Myles Garrett for more than 15.75. I do think he's going to get a sack a game again this year. I think he's absolutely ridiculous, and I think that Shula is going to have a field day with Myles Garrett as the DC, of course, of the Los Angeles Rams. I do love this Arvel Reese pick in here as well. And, you know, I think that there are just so many picks you can make, and there's so much fun that you can have here with these picks. And I'm really excited also to do picks mid-season on specific games. I also really like Isaiah Likely for more than 549.5 receiving yards. So as you guys can see, it's that easy to make your lineups, and you know, you can set your entrance fee to whatever you want, $1, $5. If you really got it like that, go for $1,000. Maybe that's too much. Maybe it's not. That's up to you. But guys, definitely make sure to check out Prize Picks. Always make sure to play responsibly. Use code HMA when you sign up with the link down below in the description. Play your first $5 to get $150 in lineups if you win that first $5 lineup using code HMA on Prize Picks. Download the app. Good luck. Enjoy the games. Remember to always play responsibly. So like I said, guys, this is something that I think was long overdue for the New York Giants to undergo these renovations. I do think this opens a can of worms, though. If you're going to invest all of this into the New York Giants facilities, their training, their headquarters, the meeting rooms, the recovery, all of this, but you're not going to invest in the grass field that the players are literally begging for, I think it opens a can of worms. I think it opens a greater conversation that's already begun over the last couple of weeks as the World Cup has taken place and has completed. Now, there was not really any significant lower body injuries that were suffered during the World Cup. A lot of that is, of course, attributed to the fact that those games are played strictly on grass. FIFA, the federation that, you know, organizes football, European football, soccer, they have very strict guidelines and regulations and rules regarding playing surfaces. And all of the host stadiums for the World Cup this year had to comply with those strict guidelines and rules and regulations for the playing surfaces. And they did, including the New York Giants, which means they took all of the turf out of MetLife Stadium and they replaced it with the grass that they grew all the way in Carolina so that the soccer teams playing there would have the pristine playing surface that the New York Giants don't even have. Now, I understand there's a lot of conversation here. There are a lot of people who say, listen, it would be in an ideal world. Yes, the Giants play on the surface, but you have the Giants and the Jets playing in the stadium. You can't have it with two teams playing on the same field. And I get that argument, but I also will say the World Cup hosted six games in 12 days. Now, I understand there's more wear and tear on the field from football, NFL football, as opposed to European football. That's true, but we are talking about six games in 12 days. That is a lot of wear and tear over a very short period of time, and the grass held up just fine, and it passed all checks and regulations, strict rules and regulations that FIFA requires. So that's just one tidbit of information. And again, I'm not necessarily an expert in this field. There are experts in this field. Many of them say it's possible to have a grass field. Many of them say it's not. Again, it's not up to me. I'm just giving you guys my opinion and just thoughts on the matter. The other thing that I see people say all the time is, yeah, grass is really a great idea, but you know, you're being short-sighted. You're not thinking about those cold December games. I'm like, all right, but the Green Bay Packers, it gets as cold as ever there and they play on grass. The Chicago Bears gets as cold as it possibly can and they play on grass. So I don't know, the two coldest teams that I can think of both play on grass. So I don't even know why that is something that people bring up as a deterrent for the New York Giants to add grass. Hell, even the Buffalo Bills brand new state-of-the-art stadium that they just built up in Northern New York, which is colder than New York City / New Jersey, they are having grass planted into that field. So I don't understand that argument at all. And that one actually kind of ticks me off. I don't think the cold weather should matter at all. If it doesn't matter for Green Bay, Chicago, and Buffalo, it should not matter for the New York Giants, especially considering, again, the New York Giants are worth $10 billion. They are the most valuable organization out of any of the ones that I just mentioned. And they are also, you know, liquid in cash because they just made a big sale of part of the organization. And they're investing all this money into the facilities and the training facilities and organization that way. I say you should look into it, at least look into investing it into the playing surface for regular season games as well. And the one other thing that I hear people say is, well, how are you going to have the grass field? It's not going to hold up when you've got two teams playing. Plus you have this being a multi-purpose stadium with other events going on. Now that's true. I understand that. But at the same time, Lambeau Field is also multi-purpose. Soldier Field is also multi-purpose. The new Highmark Stadium is intended to be multi-purpose. Hard Rock Stadium down here in Miami. Guys, it goes both ways. The Miami Dolphins, they have two teams playing in that stadium, the Miami Dolphins and the Miami Hurricanes. Also, it's a multi-purpose stadium that gets just as many concerts, big-time concerts, as MetLife Stadium. Plus, you talk about it being cold weather, how hard it is to maintain grass up there. It's also really hard to maintain grass in this damn heat down here in Florida. It is brutal. It takes a lot of groundskeeping, a lot of maintenance, a lot of money, sure, but they get it done. And that's a great playing surface that they have down here in the Miami area. So I just think that people make excuses for this the New York Giants for them not having this grass field, but you can find every reason to nullify those excuses. So I think that the Giants should get grass. I don't even really know why I went on this tangent about the grass. That wasn't really the topic of today's episode, but it is a topic that's been hot over the last couple of weeks. And I haven't really spoken about it just yet on the channel. So I figured we're talking about the Giants investing in their training facilities. Why not talk about the grass or the turf and why they should invest in that playing surface as well? I think that there's plenty of synergy there. So that's my take on the Giants MetLife Stadium turf slash grass dilemma. I think that they should absolutely install grass. It is what all of the players want. It is proven scientifically across multiple sports to prevent injuries when compared to turf, to be a better playing surface, a healthier and more risk-free playing surface. Not risk-free, but less risky and less injury-prone playing surface. And again, the player's health matters, not just for the players, but for the team. The team needs to be successful. How can they be successful if their players aren't healthy? And now the New York Giants, I think that the MetLife turf narrative has absolutely gotten blown out of proportion over the last couple of years. Years ago in 2020 or 2021, whenever it was, when the 49ers had like four season-ending injuries in one game at MetLife and everybody was getting hurt at MetLife, like I understood the narrative back then. But the Giants have changed their turf since then. And since then, MetLife Stadium, I shouldn't say the Giants and the Jets, MetLife Stadium has changed their turf since then. And since then, it's been one of the least injury-prone playing surfaces in the NFL, believe it or not. Yeah, the Giants didn't have any torn ACLs at Giants Stadium the year that Daniel Jones tore his ACL. He tore his ACL on grass in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium, so against the Raiders. So again, this is football. You can get hurt anywhere, anytime, anyhow. And I understand that. And I actually think that the Giants and Jets and MetLife Stadium, to their credit, did an excellent job replacing the bad turf. They put in really damn good turf. But still, why turf when you can do grass? It's just about money at this point. And I think that the players have a justified argument in saying we are worth the cost and you should make the investment because it's what all of us want. But this is not a conversation for me. This is a conversation for the NFL, the NFLPA, and the next collective bargaining agreement. You guys can be absolutely certain the next time the CBA is up, there's going to be a lot of negotiating. There's going to be a lot of arguing, and there's probably going to be some sort of a holdout, and it's going to center around the conversation of turf versus grass playing surfaces. So nevertheless, it's going to be an interesting one to watch play out when it does, but we are a couple of years away from that. But I do think it actually timelines out nicely. The Giants are going to work on renovating everything else for the next 2 years. And then maybe by the time 2028 rolls around, those conversations continue to intensify. Maybe then the New York Giants could actually install grass once they're completed with their other renovations. I would hold out hope for that if that's something you want as a Giants fan. I do think it's something that's possible. So keep an eye on it. Again, something that we haven't discussed yet on the channel. Figured I'd go ahead and just throw it out there, give my 2 cents on the MetLife turf versus grass debate that's been going on. I'm pro grass. I'm anti turf. I think turf can be dangerous. I think turf is, you know, sure, easier to maintain, but grass is healthier. Grass is less risky, and grass will keep your team healthier, and it's what your players want. So you're a $10 billion organization. I think you can find a way to make the turf leave and make the grass work, especially when you're considering the fact that this is a $10 billion organization sharing a stadium with another multi-billion dollar organization. And also with the stadium being a facility that has millions and millions and millions in revenue from all the other events that they throw every single year. So my 2 cents on that, but back to the actual facility renovations. Again, very happy with this news, very excited about this news. I commend the New York Giants for making these moves, for doing these facility renovations, and for making these upgrades. Important stuff. Definitely there's partly a John Harbaugh influence in this, but also I do think this is just the New York Giants realizing that they've really lost their way over the last decade of football, and it's time to get back on track. And I'm glad that they are making every attempt that they can, from hiring John Harbaugh to changing the reporting structure to now renovating the facilities and being a more attractive and more modernized organization for the players and for the coaches and for the future. So all good. I commend all of this, and I'm really excited and happy about it. So excited to have been able to go ahead and discuss this. Now, one last tidbit of news and information that I want to kind of touch on just before we get out of here. This is from Mike Garafolo of NFL Network. He put out a post today saying the Giants hosted 18 players for a workout today ahead of training camp, which kicks off officially tomorrow with the veterans reporting. One of them was former Iowa State tight end Tyler Moore, who is signing with the Giants. Moore is an undrafted free agent tight end rookie who had a tryout with the Panthers in the spring. So some tight end depth there makes sense. Thomas Fidone is on the pup list right now, so getting another body in there at tight end. And John Harbaugh sure does know how to scout and develop tight ends. So definitely one to be excited about and to kind of keep an eye on, excuse me. Mike Garafolo also tweeted out that among the players working out for the Giants was former first-round pick linebacker Kenneth Murray. He started all 16 games for the Cowboys last season, registering 81 tackles. No signing as of yet for Murray, but he has had interest from other teams as well. So pretty interesting there. Kenneth Murray is a player who, coming out of college, I believe 4 or 5 years ago, was pretty exciting coming out of, Oklahoma? Yeah, a player that I thought was really interesting. And, you know, I think now here we are years later, you know, maybe we will see the New York Giants pick him up and add him to this linebacker room, extra depth. I think that could be pretty interesting, but nothing official just yet. Now, other names on the list here, one of them being Eric McCallister, TCU wide receiver that we did discuss on the channel at some point during the pre-draft process. He went undrafted, one of the reasons being, well, actually the main reason being, he broke his foot at his pro day. He had an early day three grade from most teams and an NFL scouting combine invite, but then the injury forced him to miss the combine and unfortunately forced him to go undrafted. But now he's seemingly passed his physical, excelled in his drills, according to Aaron Wilson of KPRC2, with his workout with the New York Giants. Passed his physical, excelled in his drills. Didn't sign him or any other wide receivers immediately, but this was his first workout since breaking his foot at his pro day, and it's a player that the New York Giants have some interest in. Now, they also had in, like I said, 18 total players, three of them being defensive tackles, three of them being tight ends, three of them being defensive backs, and two of them being wide receivers. So two offensive tackles on there as well, by my estimation, one quarterback and one running back, one linebacker, like I mentioned, with Kenneth Murray as well. And yeah, two offensive tackles. I think I mentioned that. So that's it. Full list up here. I forgot to show you guys the renders of the New York Giants new facility. So I'm going to go ahead and do that right now before we get out of here so you guys could see them. Apologies for not doing this earlier in the video like I meant to. But as you can see, new parking lot, really big facilities. It looks like this big right now when you go over there. It's a lot bigger now in these renders. Locker room looks cool. Nice and blue. Go big blue. Yeah, it looks cool. They're just renders. So weight room. Here's that aforementioned upper cardio area. As you can see, there's like stationary bikes up there. All the weights, you know, they'll have machines and weights all over the place. It'll be a lot bigger than it used to be. And there's plenty of cardio up there. And then, of course, the practice field, which seems to have garage-style open doors, which is pretty cool. And then, again, like I mentioned, the sports medicine and recovery suite, where they're going to have all those baths and steam rooms for the guys to get naked and bathe together. Pause, and I don't even know why I said that. I'm trying to be funny, but I don't even think that was. I think that was just disturbing. But the saunas, the steam rooms, all of that stuff, they're adding it to the sports medicine and recovery suite. So pretty cool. I definitely recommend you guys checking out this article on Giants.com. New York Giants announced football operations facility and headquarters expansion. And definitely also check out, there was an article from Giants.com today. Harbaugh one-on-one, vacation is over, time to work. And he discussed his new motto that he's implementing with the New York Giants, which is win. What's important now? So appreciate you guys tuning in. Do make sure to leave a like if you enjoyed this episode of Fireside Giants. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. Follow me on social media, Anthony_Rivardo. Follow Fireside Giants at Fireside Giants. That's on Twitter and Instagram for both of those two handles. Also, Alex will be back soon. A lot of you guys keep asking me about Alex ESM, Alex Wilson ESM. He's going to be back this week as training camp kicks off. So I'm really excited to get him back on the channel and get back into the flow of things. Get you guys back tuned in to Fireside Giants as we do daily practice reports, updates, and everything regarding all news, rumors, and reports for the New York Giants. So super excited, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate all the support throughout the slowness of this offseason. Thank you to everybody tuned in every single episode. Thank you to everybody tuned in for just a handful of episodes or just one. I don't care. I just appreciate all of you subscribers and all of you supporters and viewers endlessly. You have no idea. So thank you so much. Really excited for training camp to kick off tomorrow. Do make sure to tune in. I'll catch you all in the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.